Beware.
And thank you for your support.
WHB.
It's called My Way. I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it, if you don't mind. So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life this full. I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more.
UHB. Elvis on the Farm and My Way.
Thank you very much.
We want to wish best of luck to everyone on the team from everyone here at the farm.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The station you grew up with is still a solid citizen in Kansas City. We're locally owned and operated at 50,000 watts, 810 WHB, Kansas City. The
Shaq. Good morning, everyone. I'm Kevin Keatsman. Chad Boger is here. Duke Fry. It is said often, it is often not true, but a cast of thousands at the Westport Bay Shack tonight. It's going to be some fun over the next hour. We're going to be talking about sports, talking about a new radio station, talking about a new dawn. Chad, Duke, good morning, guys.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. It's nice to be on at night. I love it.
It's dark and we're on the air. I can't believe it.
They're wonderful.
I feel like a bat or something. It's like, we're now nocturnal, guys. It changes everything.
Hey, I want to say thank you to everybody that's come down here to the Bait Shack tonight. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people coming down. We want to say thank you to each and every one of you for making the appearance down here tonight. We've got a great crowd on hand. Miles Prentice is in the audience. We're going to bring him over here in just a few moments and talk to Miles, talk about the Royals' ownership situation. I see Calvin Thompson, former KU, outstanding outside shooter from over there.
He's the tall guy down there.
That's right. Tim Grenard was here a long while ago with John Tate. He said, I got to leave. I got to come home and call you guys in the morning for the morning show.
And he'll be on. We got a lot of TV guys here. Chris Ketch was here. Frank Ball is here. He'll be on in a few minutes. John Holt is in there. and Don Mega is in the house with champagne on his face. I love it. I felt like we just won the seventh game of the World Series, guys. That was cool. Go, Don Mega. Go, baby. Yeah. Oh, man.
Biggs, you can say what you want about, you know, you can bring in all the guests in the world. You can bring in Frank Bull, whoever. Hey, it all comes down to all these people here, the hundreds of people here.
You're right.
That's who counts tonight.
You're right.
And these guys made it happen for us, as well as everyone on our staff. And it's just been an amazing ride for us. And I can't believe it's here. It's an unbelievable feeling.
I am personally very curious to know if anyone is listening at 12 midnight on a Thursday night. Our phone number is 379-4810. 379-4810. Oh, we got a full board. I'm sorry.
We got callers already on the board.
Let's do a couple here right out of the chute, see what they have to say, and then we'll bring Miles Prentice in just a moment.
You got it.
First up, KU Ned is the first caller on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What's up, Ned?
I am so honored. I've had so much fun with you guys tonight. I had to go out to my car. I had to wish you guys well, and I am absolutely honored to be the first caller on Sports Radio 810 to say, Rock Chuck Jayhawk, go KU. And I love you guys. I love you guys to death. I've had more fun tonight. And the people that weren't at that party, you got to understand this is the party of the year. It's better than the walkout. It's better than anything else. The guys at 810 are the best, and now we got them on 24 hours a day. Congratulations, and have fun, man.
All right. Thank you, Ned, very much, Ned.
Thank you so much. You know, the beautiful part is the party starts all over again tomorrow afternoon at Hooters.
That's right.
So we'll fire it back up tomorrow where we're going to have a contest to win a new truck and all kinds of fun stuff. Here's an oldie but a goodie, and I haven't heard from this guy in a long, long time, but he's been here since the very beginning. It's Royal Ken. What is up, Ken? How you doing?
I am living large and living great. I'm about 50 miles south of Kansas City and picking you guys up great. In a garage on an AM radio that doesn't have any antenna.
We love it. We love it.
Royal Ken is 50 miles south of Kansas City in his garage picking us up on a transistor radio.
It is
awesome. I love it, Ken.
It's awesome. I'm living large. I wish I could be there, but due to other facts, I have to get up in 4 hours and take kids to daycare. You know, I wish I could be there. I'm going to try to be out there tomorrow at Hooters. And good luck to everyone down there that's with you all. And I wish I could be there.
Ken, just a thanks to you for staying up this late call us on a night when you know you have to get up early in the morning.
Yeah. Hey, it is well worth it because I've been there since you guys started this trek. And I wouldn't feel part of it if I hadn't called in and hadn't been listening.
Thank you, Ken, very much for the call. I appreciate it. You have a good night. Get some sleep, okay?
Okay.
I love Die Hard Hawk over here. He's got the headset on. How do we sound, Hawk, okay? It's blasting. I love it. I love it. What a night, guys.
I'm looking here. We got Bagman's got a presentation right. For us already.
Okay.
Let's see what we got. We're going to just put the headsets on him here.
Speak loud, Baggy.
Hey, how's it going, Kansas City and the world?
At least the Midwest.
By the way, we are on the internet.
Oh, gosh.
This is from your callers. It's signed by all of the regular callers. And I'll read the inscription to you. It's the Order of the Undefeated Knights, presented this first day in October in the year of our Lord, 1999, to the owner, staff, and crew of Union Broadcasting for uncommon bravery, tenacity, and the type of never-say-die attitude that has allowed you to slay the dragons of corporate broadcasting and take your rightful place among the elite crowd of independent entrepreneurs. This award is presented on behalf of your most loyal listeners. You have our deepest gratitude for allowing our voices to be heard.
Bagman, I've got to say thank you very much. This will be proudly displayed in our building. We can't thank you enough. And I want to also say, there's a guy standing next to you that this all wouldn't be possible without, and that's Jerry Green, and he's got his head on right now.
And I want to shake your hand.
Well, I'm Jerry Green. I want to thank you very much. Without you, we do nothing. Our listeners are everything. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jerry, Imagine all this and the girls aren't even here yet.
Okay.
I should tell you that Jerry's favorite line is, where are the girls? They're here tonight. Everyone's here tonight. It is great fun. Sports Radio 810 WHB is on the air, and we're having a great time. All right, let's take a couple of more calls here, and then in a moment we're going to bring in Miles Prentice. Here is Travis. Hello, Travis. You're on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say congratulations. I've been with you guys since the beginning. I think this is a tremendous feat. I appreciate what you're bringing to Kansas City, and I hope you just keep on going. You're spreading the word of Kansas City throughout, and now it's going to be even bigger. Big 12, Kansas City, Mizzou, everything. Thanks.
Mizzou's getting bigger.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, you had to throw that in there, after, especially KU Ned went on the air first.
Yeah.
You had
to
throw that in there. Hey, Travis, thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you for the kind words. And, yes, you'll hear a lot of Missouri talk because you can hear it in Columbia. So, hey, you can hear it in Columbia. You can hear it in Lawrence. You can hear it. I think
you can hear it
five
college
towns.
Well, I'm diehard Kansas City. I'm here. I'd be there, but I got to work in the morning. Got court in the morning, and I'll be with you, though.
Go kick their butt in court, will you?
Yep.
All right, thanks for the call. I like that. My favorite radio station just got bigger. My Tigers are getting bigger, by God. It's kind of the way it works. You know what I'm saying? All right, who's next back there, guys? All right, here's Jay Bird. Hi, Jay Bird.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Best congratulations to you guys. I've been listening to 1510 for 5 years, and it is so nice to hear you when the sun goes down. I just want to congratulate you, Keach. You're leading you're the biggest dog on the best dog team in town. And
thank you very much.
I want to be the first one to say go Cats on your new station.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. You know what?
All right, now in the first 10 minutes, we've had K-State, we've had MU, and we've had the Cats.
Hey, first call was KU.
Yep. Keith, all I got to say, buddy, is there something wrong with your screen, or you should have got one of them Cat boys on there first. Go get them, man. I'm going to let somebody else have it. See you.
That's the way it works. We'll let them call first. We'll finish first.
There you go, buddy.
Huh?
It ain't how you start. It's how you finish.
Very good. Very well said. I thank you very much for the call. I can't believe so many nice people are listening at this time of night. This is very flattering.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. Yeah. All the people that have taken the time to stay up this late at night.
You ready for this, Chris? Are you
Chris Kent is leaving.
Come on, get him a microphone for you. He got to go. Here, real quick, Chad, hand it over. All right, Chris Kent from Channel 9 is here. And Chris Kent did a feature and a live remote tonight.
You look good, too.
Sure, yeah.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah. Caught on TV without shaving? Yeah. All the time. Very nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming down. I appreciate that.
No, our pleasure. I couldn't be happier for you guys.
Yeah. What do you think of the turnout down here?
Unbelievable.
You know what the new slogan is?
What is?
The power of sports.
That's it, baby.
You think the owners of the Bait Shack believe in the power of sports?
I think they do now.
I think they might.
Yeah, no, like this is a normal crowd on a Thursday night?
That's
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
It is with us here.
Hey, thank you so much.
Hey, congratulations to all you guys. Continued success, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Chris Getz, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Great job. Chris is one of the great guys in local broadcasting. Genuinely a nice guy. Neil Jones is here. We just got all kinds of people coming in. Whatever happened to the old yellow crowd mic? You guys remember that thing? We used to just plug an old yellow crowd mic in.
We need to bring one.
That was back when Chad had a little radio and some Radio Shack gear with some phone wire and some chicken cable wire, and he hooked it all together, and we went on the air. Remember that?
It was scary.
A couple of Folgers cans. Neil, how you doing this morning?
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. This is it's like New Year's Eve or something. I've never seen a crowd like this, and it really is an exciting time, not only for you guys, but I think for everybody in Kansas City to have another all-sports station, 24 hours, huge signal. I mean, it's going to change life for people like me, you know?
Yeah. This is pretty cool. It's pretty fun. I thank you for coming down here tonight, and when are we going to see it? You must be shooting for tomorrow.
It's going to be, well, we got a morning crew that they work all night,
okay,
and they're putting together. We have two morning shows, and we do an hour and a half of news in the morning, and so they're putting together a deal on that, and it was nice of you guys to stick a mic in and let us stick a mic in, and I got to tell everyone, you got to tune in because you're not going to believe the pictures we have of Jason Whitlock. It's going to be big.
Would that be the explosion of champagne onto his face?
I don't want to give it away, but if the publisher of the Stars is out there, please tune in tomorrow morning. It'll be interesting. But would you have predicted this happening when you, especially Kevin, when you just went in to kind of take over for the Z-Man for a week while he was in the hospital or whatever?
Yeah. No, not until until the day I heard Jerry say, well, I don't care if Conglomo has 272 radio stations. We're going to have one that's better than all of them. And when he said that, I thought, yeah, I think it's probably doable. So,
and this market's ready for it. I think so.
And, you know, I think the really neat thing from our standpoint is WHB, and I'm only 35, but I know the history of the radio station. I grew up with it, and they played top 40 music. And it was on AM back there before FM really even came to its maturity. And people like Jerry and some of the listeners that are maybe 35 or older remember WHB as really the benchmark, the standard of radio in Kansas City. I don't think we're ever going to be the station that it was. We don't pretend to be that. We're a niche market. We understand that. But just to bring it back into the limelight, and you know, have people say, yeah, I remember listening to Johnny Dolan and Phil J.
You know, the scary thing is I remember listening to Johnny Dolan and Phil J.
Yeah, I know, but it's unbelievable to hear WHB again because a lot of people within the city had kind of forgotten about it.
I've heard this signal all the way. I told you this before. I drove to Oklahoma City one time to cover a K-State Oklahoma basketball game, and I heard it during the day all the way down to just outside Oklahoma City. So, I mean, this is going to be a whole new group of people that Jason Whitlock, the Chad Boger, the Duke Fry, and that yourself can make angry with your ridiculous remarks about Kansas State and Missouri and all these other schools, because there will be a lot of people down there who've never been mad at you before that will be able to be mad at you now.
There we go.
I just want to hear from the first farmer on a combine with a cell phone that calls Don Megan in the morning and says, where's my farm report?
Well, I was going to say, you know, I got 1,500 head of hogs, and how am I going to know to take them to market if Jason's not reading it?
That's exactly right. And yeah, it's just, I can't wait. Jason, how's it going to go? Boom, 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 boom. The guy's going to be firing up the old John Deere. There comes Stephen St. John unwrapping in the morning. I can't wait. So,
okay, well, congratulations, guys. Thanks, have a great night, and I'm going to go back to the station and put this thing together.
All right.
Thanks, Neil.
All right, pass it over to Don Mega real quick, and we'll talk to Jason Whitlock here for a moment or two. Then we'll take a little short break, I think. We'll take a little break, and then we'll bring Miles in. Yeah, very good. All right, Jason Whitlock joins us now on Sports Radio 810 WHB, the heavyweight of the morning airwaves in Kansas City. What's up, Don Mega?
The world's heaviest broadcaster is here. And I just want to thank Chad, Kevin, Duke, Jerry for making me a part of this. This is a great night. I mean, this is a great night. This is an awesome experience.
How long have you been waiting to say world's heaviest broadcaster?
I've been saying it for quite a while.
Oh, have you? Okay.
It only refers to me. The world's heaviest broadcaster. I'm finally on a station that's big enough for me.
There's an awful lot of kindness going out tonight, and I would personally like to compliment you on the work that you have done with us. And we welcomed you into the family several months ago, and we feel like we know you so much better now than we did then. But we knew you as a columnist, and your radio work is outstanding, and I just couldn't be happier to have you on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I think your effort is, I mean, seriously, for a guy that gets up that early and works for a newspaper with late deadlines, I don't think you understand the kind of hours that Jason puts in, and it really is a special thing, and he's very dedicated to doing radio, and I just, on me and everybody else, I feel sure, thank you very much.
Let me throw this in. You're also now getting up an hour earlier.
that's up to Chad. I don't have a problem with it. I think my cohort does, but
we're gonna get him used to that.
I'm going to save my emotional sappy stuff until it's just me and Chad on the air, but seriously, I'm so honored and thrilled that you guys have made me a part of this. You know, we got off to a rough start, but I use these words very, very carefully. I very rarely call people my friends because being a friend means a lot to me, and when I say someone's my friend, a whole lot goes along with that, and I really consider all you guys my friends. And, you know, that means I'll do anything for you and make any sacrifice. We've been through a lot. I mean, we went through Steven and Randy Carver. We've been through a lot, and I'm just glad you guys made me a part of this.
Well,
Jerry, I'm really appreciative.
We're happy to have you a part of the family.
So I'm serious. Todd Lebo, Jessica, Brian Truder, Nick McCabe.
Jessica.
Steven.
Jessica.
They're all my friends. When I say Jessica's my friend, that means a little bit extra special. Thanks, guys.
Well, I think you're right, and I feel the same way you do. It's kind of a special place to work and be a part of, because in this day of downsizing and corporations and all that stuff, we're just kind of a fun little shop, you know? It's just kind of a quirky little place.
Y'all see the way I come in dressed to work.
Yeah.
You know, I don't consider this a job at all. I don't... It, it's the best place I've worked. I mean, it's just fun. It doesn't feel like work at all.
That's awesome. You want to stay in with me on this one?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Royals prospective owner Miles Prentice joining us at the Westport Bay Shack.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be here. Congratulations to you and everybody on 810 WHB.
That's
Gary,
awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wish you the best, and I hope you'll be covering the Royals for a long time to come.
Well, I certainly hope so, too. And as you know, Jeff Montgomery, who's retiring this weekend, is one of the partners in our company, and he hasn't been able to make it here tonight, but he's been in training, right? Absolutely. He's got three days left to finish strong, right?
Curfew. That's absolutely right. Those guys should be in bed.
Yeah. What do you think of this turnout? What do you think of these sports fans in this town?
Fantastic. But I've been a believer for a long time. I'm one of the few, I think.
You're right. We've mentioned that from time to time. You and I are the only two teamers left, you know? I said we could get 5,000 people to walk out of a stadium. You know, you can do just about anything if you try hard enough, right?
But I think that what a lot of people fail to realize is the depth of feeling for baseball in this region. It's a lot deeper than I think many people are aware. And I see it every day when I come into town. People are always wishing me well or saying go Royals. And that to me is a unique sort of attribute. It wouldn't happen in New York. It would be too hokey in New York. It's too big, too sophisticated. But in a place like Kansas City, that means a lot, and it can be very important. I'm convinced that this team can succeed, and more than succeed, and survive. And we can get 2 million people back in the ballpark. But in any event, congratulations to you guys. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go to bed. Only one question from him? Okay, all right, one question.
This is something I've been wondering. Is what the Cincinnati Reds is doing, is that good for us or bad for us?
I think it's good, but I think what Oakland did is even better. Oakland took Red Sox right down to 3 days to go. Their minor league system is an outstanding system. They have a whole pipeline of guys coming through, and their payroll is even less than the Royals. But Cincinnati is a good... Look at Pittsburgh.
I'll arm wrestle you to see who's right. I think it stinks for us.
What's that?
Those teams doing well. I really do. I think it's bad for baseball in small markets. I think the Steinbrenner... You know these guys better than I do.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, you know what they're going to do? The second one of these teams makes it to the playoffs, they're going to say, basically, to heck with Kansas City. You can do it, too, if you just get organized out there.
I think we can.
Cincinnati and the A's are not going to win the World Series. It's not going to happen. It's going to be one of the top five payrolls in baseball. You know that. I know that. And I disagree. I mean, I'm not trying to pick a fight tonight, but... Seriously.
I want him to watch Hoosier. Anybody watch Hoosier? Come on.
Ask Kevin if he watched what he pulled off.
Yeah.
See, that should make you believe in dreams, what they pulled off.
Let me tell you what I think. I think what would be great is if those knuckleheads like Steinbrenner and some of those, and then Miss McMorris out there in Colorado or whatever the heck that guy's name is, if they got together and put together a $50 million salary cap somehow and got hardball with the players and made it fair for all of the teams in Major League Baseball to compete on an even scale, then if the Royals wanted to have a 30 million payroll while everyone else had 50, you'd be a lot closer to competing, and I think we could realistically talk about being some type of a big time competitor here again, and I will save you a lot of money if we can get that done. Okay? Not only that, I'll make you a lot of money if we get that done.
Listen, if that happens,
the value of your team will at least double.
But I'm not interested in that.
Well, I understand that.
You know that.
But
I'm interested in getting 2 million plus people back in the ballpark, and I'm interested in putting a competitive team and getting to the playoffs and getting to a World Series. That's really what I'm interested in, and doing it at an affordable price. You know, the people in this community, in this region, can't afford to pay $100 for every seat.
You're right.
And we've got to keep baseball affordable. Baseball is different than hockey. It's different than football. It's different than basketball. You've got 81 home games. You've got to average 25,000 people a game to have a chance of making anything. The demographics are totally different.
Yes.
And it is not a corporate game. Baseball is mom and pop America family,
right.
And we got to maintain that.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do it.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Miles.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you for coming down tonight. It means an awful lot.
Enjoyed it. I'm going to go to bed. I'm on New York time.
Miles Prentice, ladies and gentlemen, one of the all-time great guys and the prospective owner of the Kansas City Royals, joining us for our Oh, the flip of the switch, I guess we should say, at Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John is here. Stephen St. John will be heard every night from here on out, 6 to 9 p.m. No more early nights for you, Stephen.
That's right.
You got to carry the ball now, brother.
You know
27
wanna,
times a game, you got to tote the rock.
You know what? I'm going to do it better than Van Morris does it, and I'm not going to tweak my hamstring either. I'm not going to be questionable any week. I'm going to be out there probable every week. I just want to say this real quick, and I'm going to get off. I don't want to get mushy or anything, but I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank Jerry Green, Kevin Keesman, Duke Fry, Chad Boger, and everybody taking a chance on this Mexican-American kid from the streets of Northeast when nobody else would. And when I say you guys are a family, like Jason said, he doesn't say the word friend without meaning it. What I experienced with you guys after, you know, losing my best friend Randy Carver, you guys have proved to me that not only are you my friends, you guys are my family. The listeners out here, I've had so many people say warm words, and all I can say from the bottom of my heart, I have the greatest job in the world and around the greatest people in the world, and I'm absolutely honored and humbled to be a part of this tremendous Union Broadcasting venture, 810 WHB, Jerry Green, everyone. I love you guys, and I'm going to do my best to live up to everything that I've tried to do.
That's
here.
Very nice of you to say. Let me back up a second. You're Mexican?
Mexican.
Oh, no, we didn't know that.
Now I'm going in. I'm out now. I just lost my job.
It's a joke.
I just want to say, I mean, seriously, all the listeners out there, you guys are incredible. All the people that come up to me, and you know, we bought Randy Carver shirts tonight and said that you know, they've had him in the prayers, and Kevin and Duke and Chad and everybody. You know, all I'm going to do is do my best. You know, he'd want me to go on and do a heck of a job. And, you know, we look forward to doing our boxing show in 6 days. And I'm going to still get his name out there. And I'm going to do my best 110% every night to go out and do the best evening show. And I know I'm going to do it. And I'm going to win this war against every other station that thinks they can handle us. They can't. Because you think I was fun on 1510, Stephen St. John is going to blow up on 810. There's going to be some farmers in Nebraska. Who the hell is this Stephen St. John kid? We got to get him out of Kansas City. And I'm going to be all over the place. Kevin, Duke, Jason, Jessica, Brian, Nick, everybody, Chad Boga, I love you guys. I'm going to do my best to hold up my end of the deal. I think I can. And all I'm going to say is this, 810, we're on, and we ain't never coming off, and we're going to take over the world.
Somebody get that man a bottle of champagne.
I'm here.
Hand it up.
You know, that was empty. I'm going to take this one right here. I'm going to tell you what, this is just incredible, the turnout. Can't believe it. All my wildest dreams have come to you tonight.
All right, in a moment, we're going to bring out the gentleman who won a $1,000 satellite system tonight from Brandsmart. He's got the entire NFL Sunday ticket, DirecTV, dual path dish, four-game watching satellite system in his house. They're going to hook him up by Sunday so he can watch every stinking game in the league. He's the happiest guy in here tonight. We'll let him on in a minute.
Stephen St. John was just mentioning a moment ago about Randy Carver.
Yeah.
And I want to say thanks to all the people tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we raffled off all these items that we gave away tonight, and all the money's going to the Randy Carver Foundation, and we want to say thanks to all you people that took part in that, because the idea behind that is that it's going to help a lot of people. We're going to find young people that are deserving and need an opportunity, and we're going to give them that opportunity, and it's all in Randy Carver's name, and we appreciate all the support tonight for that.
And you know what? I want to change something what I just said. I said that Randy wanted to be here, and he couldn't be here. You know what? I'm wrong. Randy's here with
us
tonight. He's watching over us, and he's smiling just like he was every time we looked at him. And Randy Carver's a part of us, and he's as happy as he ever was. We're on. We're 810 WHB, and just one more time, I'm going to let you guys go. But I love everyone in here. I love you guys. You're my family, and onward and upward, we're going to control everything in the Midwest.
Very well said. Thank you very much.
Stephen, we
can never take a commercial break or pause or do anything like that when we have a lady on the phone. We know the rules of the program, and the rules will not change as it concerns female callers. So let's bring in Lisa. Lisa, hello. You're the first female caller on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Well, I'm glad to be, and I just want you to know that I was outside of Lawrence on the west side of Lawrence, and you guys are coming in clear as a bell. It sounds great. It sounds wonderful.
Lisa, that is great to hear.
And you guys have turned on so many new listeners just from me alone. I listen to Big Sexy every morning, and it's better than that FM stuff. So I just want y'all to keep it up, and I'll be listening. Better keep up on those Southwest Missouri State Bears, too.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right,
thank you. That's very nice of you.
Bye-bye.
I would also like to, before I bring in my next guest, I'd also like to personally welcome all of the Entercom management employees listening to the broadcast tonight. I hope you're enjoying staying up late. I hope you're red-eyed in the morning. And I hope you know you're about to get your butts whooped.
Ooh.
Bring on the mic.
Boom.
mean guy.
Oh, radio's mean, Frank.
Hold on. I told Jason he should get his headset. You know, Jason Whitlock's still up.
I know he's up.
He's still up.
Did you see him pop that bottle of champagne?
I saw that. All over. That's okay. He's all right.
Frank Boyle is here tonight. Frank, how you doing?
Congratulations. Hey, everybody. Serious business here, okay? When Keith left our place, whenever that was, how long ago was that?
15 months, maybe.
It was just, he knew he had a direction, and I'm trying to be serious a night like this, which is really stupid. But Keith had direction. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was getting into. Jared Green took care of the situation with 1510. Keith knew exactly what was going on. And God bless you, man. You went after it. You took after it. And you did it, man. It's unbelievable what you guys in this station have done. Jerry, you, everybody at the station, Jason, Duke, Chad Boger, Blue Valley High, the whole thing, man. It was awesome. Just incredible what you guys, I'm so proud of you guys. It's incredible. And Lebo,
thank you.
Where the hell's Lebo at?
No, he's off with his Sooner buddies somewhere.
I'm really proud. I think you guys just did a great job. I'm proud as hell of you. It's just great deal.
Well, I've said it before.
And I'm up
here.
Way past my bedtime. I know that.
So am I. How about Don Mega over here? He's on the air at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, I know he is. That's good, though. That's good for him to do that. That's good to make the quick turnaround.
Yeah, that's real good for him, I'm sure.
I was just saying what a great job you guys have done, and I'm so proud of you and Keats. A couple of my heroes.
I owe it all to you. Yes,
right. Yeah, right. You owe it to me. You're crazy.
Is anybody listening at midnight? How's this work?
Full board.
Full board. I owe it all to Frank Ball.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
You're such a dork. Get out of here. I'm taking the headsets off. I'm going off.
No, seriously, Ball.
You guys have a really?
Hey, I'm going to cry right now. Everybody
don't be
at me.
Crying.
I'm crying.
Ain't no crying in radio.
Why not?
No crying in radio.
Why not? Are we supposed to take calls, Keats? I don't know.
They're all good.
All right, Matt is next on the Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Lebo just took over.
What is up, Matt? Why are you awake right now?
Why am I awake? I was just down there just a little while ago, man. I'm on a cell phone right now heading back. I got to get up real early in the morning. I wasn't able to hang out the whole entire time. I just want to tell you guys, man, you guys are blowing up like Kevin Apier's waistline, man. You guys are huge. You guys are on fire, man. I tell you what, the signal has never been clearer. And I want to congratulate you guys from going small time to big time, man. Now, not only are you affecting the Kansas City area, but the entire Midwest. How's that feel?
It feels fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been driving around for about 2 weeks listening to this station at night, Keats, and you hear the outdoor shows and stuff. You hear these phone calls from these far outreaching places, and that's just so cool that people are going to be listening to that and calling in, and hopefully the word will get out to these people that what we do is a fun thing. It's a family-type thing. Look around all these people out here hanging out. It's a great deal.
This is great.
You know, everybody wants to be a part of it can be a part of it.
You know, the amazing thing is the Baycheck even let Sooner fans in here tonight.
There's a lot of Sooners up in here tonight.
There were a lot
OU
of
Jack
here.
Is up in here.
OU Jack's here.
Sooner Paul is up in here.
I see him.
Nick McCabe is up in here.
Don't forget me.
I see them all.
Hey, AMA, Jeff is on the phone next.
All right, go ahead, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. You're on Sports Radio 810 WHP.
Kevin, this is AMA Jeff.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just want to congratulate you. Guys here from AMA Truck Toppers. Wanted to say congratulations on the big jump over to 810.
Now, if somebody needed a bedliner,
where would they go?
Or a truck top, where would they go get that?
I'd say they go to AMA Truck Toppers.
Absolutely.
That's right. Or Wayfair Independence.
Y'all got a phone number or a location or something?
Yeah, where are you guys located?
Independence, 9555 East 40 Highway in Independence and 609 South Fern, Olathe.
Outstanding.
Hey, and now, since we can reach Omaha and Des Moines, Iowa, we've got stores up there, too.
Well, there you go.
So, no, I'm looking forward to it. You guys deserve it. I mean, you guys have been working hard for this, and we've been just happy and appreciate to be a part of the team. I mean, this is a great jump for you guys, and we're happy for you, and, we're looking forward to doing, being with you guys for a long time.
All right, Jeff. Thank you so much for the call. That's very kind of you, and we look forward to our future relationship with AMA Truck Toppers. You guys are the best.
You bet. We'll see. Tell Steven we'll see him on Saturday. I'll know later.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Jeff.
All right, Kevin.
All right, take care. All right, before we break, let me bring in Nick McCabe, who put together the beginning of the program today that you heard. There was, about 5 minutes there of old jingles and all that good stuff?
You know what? I didn't put that together.
Oh, really? Okay.
Bill Moffitt.
All right, take
the headset
off. Most of it.
You're off.
No.
I would just like to say thanks to you guys. Appreciate the opportunity. You know, I think part of the success of this radio station has been
has been taking a gamble on some young, unproven guys, and I think I fit into that mold, and Brian Truda fits into that mold, and several guys around here, and I couldn't be more happy to be here right now. So
awesome.
It's great. Sports Radio 810 WHB. I've been saying it on the
Sounds
promos.
Good, doesn't it?
I've been saying it on the promos and the commercials now for a couple of weeks, and I'm just ready for it to be here.
It just rolls off the tongue.
It does. It sounds. It's got a pretty good ring to it, doesn't it?
Give me a Sooner score.
Give me a Sooner.
Yeah, see, we got Nick and Lebo in the building, both big Sooner fans.
35-21.
I said 33-17.
35-21.
Y'all guys are all optimistic. See, I got my team losing this week. Y'all got your team going up to Notre Dame.
You don't think your team's going to lose.
Well, whatever.
You know what? It's midnight. The lie is over. You think they're going to win. Hey, by the way, rate Nick's suck up right there. 1-10. That was like a 10.
It was good.
Was it? Was it
good?
It
was good suck
up. Well, okay, here, I'll unsuck up. If the Longhorns beat your Wildcats, then that sets up a big showdown, and Oklahoma beats Notre Dame on Saturday. That sets up a big showdown.
Texas has a loss.
Well, Texas has a loss. That sets up a big showdown October 9th, and I'm looking forward to that.
Can I be off next week?
Are they going to lose, Lebo? Are we going to lose? Who are we going to lose to?
We're not going
to
lose.
All right, enough Oklahoma. It's time for a break. Get the Sooners the hell off the airwaves. Uh-oh, first bad word on the air. Oops, it's after midnight. It's okay. The kids are in bed. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're live at the Westport Bait Shack. It's our sign-on party. We'll continue next with Rick Burt from Brandsmart and the contest winner who won the big satellite dish system at 1 o'clock. JT the Brick is coming your way on the Sports Fan Radio Network, and we will be calling in from the Bait Shack on JT the Brick overnight all across America, and we expect some Kansas City listeners to be calling into JT the Brick and telling him what this means to you to have JT on overnight in Kansas City. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Get into the game now. Get into the game with instant action. Get into football and get more out of the action and pro games than ever before. Because now, with action, you have everything the complete sports fan could want. Call 1-800-943-8680 and get into the game with a $100 minimum deposit and $10 minimum bet. Call 1-800-943-8680 and get into the game now with a 10% cash bonus on any initial deposit of $500 or more. Plus, receive a $50 parlay with any deposit of $250 to $500. Call 1-800-943-8680 and get into the game with same-day payouts and a free sports pager with a $2,000 or more deposit. Call 1-800-943-8680 and get into the game because it's simple. Instant Action takes Visa, MasterCard, MoneyGram, Western Union, or cashier's check, and in just 5 minutes, your account will be activated and you can get into the game. Make this the football season of your life. Just call 1-800-943-8680 and get into the game with Instant Action. That's 1-800-943-8680. Instant Action.
All right, if he makes this field goal, you lose.
Oh, the heck I do. I gave you 10, not 11. Let's not argue over a bet for a few bucks. Just listen to this.
The line is 10. Give me 12. I'll give you 11 and take the bet.
How you get rich with this little phone recording device I got over at iSpy and Safety Supply.
Oh, you and iSpy sure got me. Here's your money.
Is that Joe coming over to collect from me, too?
Well, let's just check the TV and see who's at the door.
Oh, now, how can you do that?
iSpy and Safety Supply fixed me up this real affordable security system.
Well, before you win all my money, I want one of those systems for my home.
Well, just go to iSpy and Safety Supply out at the Great Mall of the Great Plains. They have everything for your personal, home, or business security.
iSpy and Safety Supply. Call 393-4779 or come see all their products on display at the Great Mall of the Great Plains. iSpy and Safety Supply, 393-4779.
Who just opened a brand new CD store in Olathe at 119th and Stringline Road in Olathe Station?
CD Warehouse.
Who pays cash for your unwanted CDs needed to stock this new store?
CD Warehouse.
Who sells brand new CDs from $12.99 every day of the week and used CDs with a 30-day unconditional guarantee from $5.99?
CD Warehouse.
Where can you find great music on CD from every musical genre, including rock, hip-hop, alternative, local, blues, jazz, country, movie soundtracks, and box set CDs?
CD Warehouse.
Where?
Overland Park at 81st and Metcalf.
The expanded Shawnee store at 64th and Quivira.
Lee Summit at 5th and M291.
The Superstore in Independence on Nolan Road between I-70 and 40 Highway.
Two in the Northland.
Gladstone at 57th and Northeast Antioch.
At Tremont Square off of I-29 and Northwest 64th across from Johnny O'Quigley's.
And now the brand new Olathe Station store next to AMC off of 119th and I-35.
CD Warehouse.
Now with 7 CD stores in Kansas City where the music really matters.
CD Warehouse.
just like your first high school date. We're a little nervous. It's our first day as the biggest sports station in America. Welcome to the new Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Song. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Sports Radio 810 WHB live from the Westport Bait Shack on Pennsylvania Avenue in Westport. We're right across from Tori's Pizzeria. Somebody, I want to hear somebody in a car drive by and honk their horn.
Oh, that didn't take long.